Heart been broke so many times, I don't know what to believe. Mama say it's my fault, it's my fault. I wear my heart on my sleeve. Think it's best I put my heart on ice, cause I can't breathe. I'ma put my heart on ice, give me the best of me. While in the cell with Lil Joaquin, I thought slapped in my head, told him, don't know how you get down with them clowns, but I'm a soldier. No one could understand, I had way too much aggression that built over the years from my abandoned adolescence. See, I'd have been lied to, backstabbed, and heartbroken. I wanted to cry, but I was too afraid to open. Praying one day I found a piece of mind by the ocean. I spent all my time committing crimes to get closer. While at my Nana house, I played a couch staring at the ceiling, trying not to get in my feelings, thinking of a way I can make these millions. Maybe I done take this pain away and clear up all these rainy days. Heart been broke so many times, I don't know what to believe. Mama say it's my fault, it's my fault. I wear my heart on my sleeve. It's best I put my heart on ice, cause I can't breathe. I'ma put my heart on ice, give you the best of me.
Hello, hello, everyone. Thanks for joining. You just reached Most Talk. And tonight, you know, I want to discuss the dynamics of males, like males being actively involved with the either other women, children, or their other kids. So I guess I wanted to just speak about, like, I'm not here to, like, bash any men, because I'm not at all saying all men are the same, but I wanted to discuss and talk about how, when, you know, how does it, like, if you had children that, you know, that kind of went through that and experienced the absence of their father not being in their life, you know, did you see the, you know, the different effects? Did you see that, how it affected them? Did you ever talk to them to see how they felt and things like that? Because this little podcast and my show is a place where I keep it real and I keep it authentic, and I, you know, open, and the mic is open for different people to call in, or some people don't feel comfortable calling in, they can leave a message and I'll read it out so other people can hear it and maybe time on it, you know, on, you know, what they felt or what they experienced. So I like to talk about real life experiences, things that I have endured, real life witness being done, or etc. So I was watching this segment today, before I start, I was watching a segment of DMX being interviewed, and he was meeting up with his son for the first time after a year and a half. So I don't really know how long this interview was out, but I was just looking at the facts. So I was watching the body languages. I was watching the verbiage that was being used and everything. So DMX, you know, which was the father, you know, the son wanted to interview him and basically let him know how he felt for abandonment, for him not being there. But DMX, you know, as the father, he felt like he was the aggressive. He felt like, you know, he didn't really take time out to listen to his son. I felt like he, you know, tried to make his son believe what he wanted him to believe, how he felt, instead of, like, he didn't listen to how the son was feeling. He tried to just turn it around and create it to the way how he wanted to be, how he wanted it to be. So, you know, many times, you know, I have seen it, you know, myself, you know, kids become angry inside because he basically was trying to tell his father that he was angry, that he wasn't there for him. And, you know, and so when I really was looking at this interview, because I was going to talk about something else, but when I actually was watching this interview, I said, well, then maybe I do want to address this, because this is a lot of things that happens. Like some fathers, and like I say, not at all am I trying to drag any fathers. I'm not trying to say that there are not good fathers out there, because there are some excellent dads out there. There are some, you know, really good dads. But then I question the fathers that would rather go start a new relationship with another woman, come into another family, and they raise those kids as if they don't have children, and then like, or they can start making kids with that person, and they become this father figure, or this, you watch them be a father to someone, to either someone else's kids or their children that they bear with this significant person, but you see them decline the love to your child. You see them decline the relationship with your child. And oftentimes, you know, I just wonder like how the kids feel. So me, myself, personally, I can personally say that I am a victim of that. You know, I have witnessed that with my children father, you know. I mean, I'm not saying like he's a horrible person, but I'm just saying, like, I'm just speaking on straight facts, like, and just straight stuff that I have experienced, you know. Like, yes, he pays support now, but then sometimes I wonder if it wasn't forced, would you really either do it? Because I, you know, I kind of somewhat interviewed my daughter, and I interviewed my son, and I was just basically asking them questions like, How do you feel that your father is not there? Do you ever, you know, long for those moments where you just, you know, want to be like, you know, that's my father. I just want to go to my father's house. I just want to cry with my father. I just want to hug my father. And so my daughter was like, well, in the beginning, I felt like that. I felt like, you know, I wanted to be a part of my father. I just longed, you know. I had girlfriends that had their dads in their life. Their dads was at proms, birthday parties, you know, taking them out to eat, family gathering, you know, whether they was in the home or out of the home, they was very involved in their dad's life. Whereas she didn't have that, you know. Yes, she had an excellent man that stepped up to the plate, but she didn't have her father. So sometimes with a child, we can get men, or we can, you know, meet someone that, you know, can step up to be that father, but sometimes they still have that void and that emptiness within them that longs to have that kind of relationship with their own father. So I asked her, I said, well, you know, when did you start feeling these things? And she said, I don't know. So I said, what do you, you know, how do you know you feel anything? She said, I don't know. She said, I think it really started about 17 years old, which is her age now. I said, well, do you mind telling me a little bit about that? Like, because I don't drill her on her relationship with her dad. You know, I just know that she'll tell me he texts her. Yeah, she went to him when she had a, like, she was in a rebellious state. And, you know, when you start doing things you don't have to, you're not supposed to do. I feel as though if you want to act as you're grown, then you're going to be treated like you was grown. So she was asked to depart the home. So she went to her dad's home. And eventually she came back because she got to see, like, I don't know, I guess that what she was looking for all those many years, she didn't get what she thought she was going to get, but still having that hope and wishing that she received that kind of love from him. And she had also explained to me that she just felt like now she just feel like she feel numb, and she feel like he can spend time with his other children that he lives with, but he don't even make time to spend time with her. Like, she's never offered to come over the house to spend time with him. He's never offered to just take her out, just let her be in your presence, you know? But that hurts her. And when she tell me she don't have feelings behind it, I know she has feelings behind it. She just don't want to identify it because it's something that is crushing. And I listen to like a lot of young girls that I talk to, and they tell me about how, you know, they're really angry with their dad as well because they just don't have a relationship. And I get that sometimes, you know, we grew up in an era where people sometimes get, you know, intertwined with things that they be most, you know, mostly enjoy, and they want to do things that they want to do. But I feel as though, you know, are you considered a good man even if you decided to be with someone else and raise their children and neglect to be the dad for your own children? Or if you have children with someone else and you choose to totally ignore your child's feelings, their emotions, you don't call them on a regular, you don't talk to them, you don't really know what they like, you don't have a relationship or a bond with them. And, you know, I just feel like, you know, does that make you a good man, you know? And I do understand that some women make it really hard for men to be in their kids' life. I guess that's for another segment. But, you know, I guess I'm just trying to understand what are men thinking? What's prohibiting them from building this relationship with their children? And, you know, because when parents come together and both come together, you know, we can create, you know, excellence in our children. Not saying that a single parent can't. I'm not at all taking away for all the single parents that had to do it and did well by doing it. But if you know, kids can grow up less angry. They can grow up with less of a void, you know, they can grow up less being depressed because it's always that void that they feel. And, you know, to just expound on it a little bit, you know, my daughter was like, you know, it hurts her. Like, you know, she wonder, well, am I not good enough? Because why he don't want to spend time with me? You know, and as the parent, for some of the fathers that get angry with the parents, that's what make a parent get angry. Because if you're raising your child and you see your child hurting because of whatever issues that is arousing in their lives, then it affects you as well, because you has always been the provider. You have always been the protector. So as a protector and a provider and a nurturer for your child, sometimes you get angry and sometimes things transpire that shouldn't. But at the end of the day, I feel like parents need to come together and make it work for the kids. And mother or father needs to understand that the action, every action has a reaction. And, you know, you grow up, you know, for young men that grow up without their fathers, you know, can become a menace to society. Some come up great excellence. You know, Josie in the house said, my dad wasn't around for me and my brother due to a battle with drugs. However, his heart is good, and I'm thankful he has always been there for my brother. And that's true. You know, like, some people can, you know, they look at these things and some people mature from it. They forgive. They get older and they look at things like, you know, they just don't let it go. But then you have some that still hurt over those things. You have some that still, you know, I'm not going to say they cry, but they become angry, you know? So I guess, like, what I'm saying is, are you still considered to be a good father if you only a good father to some of your children and not all your kids? You know, I wish it was some males on the line that was declined by their dad, or females or children, because how do that make you feel, you know? Because I really feel like that too. I don't feel like, to me, in my opinion, I don't feel like that makes you a good dad if you're not a round, if it's not rounded with all your kids. Like, you know, when you have children, you have so many guys that's making children. They're not even bringing their kids together to be able to have a relationship with each other. They don't know each other, so they grow up with a wedge. You know, they have kids. Their kids don't know their kids, because this is going to be the generational pattern that continues to happen over and over and over again. And then you have some, you know, then you have a lot of people that go through these things, but, you know, some people are more privately with their stuff than others, but it matters. It makes a difference. Like, I listened to little kids this summer, note the age is about 7 or 8, and they would talk about how, you know, they will look, they would have like a concert, and they will look around, and they wouldn't see sometimes neither parents be there, or they'd be looking forward to seeing one parent there but the other one not. You know, like it means a lot.
Hey yo.
Man, give us your perspective, because I know your kids follow with you. But tell them.
Good evening, Mo, and to the ladies. My husband want to speak on that because he wants to talk. There you go.
Hello.
Hello. Thanks for calling in.
You're welcome. I wanted just to tell you that I applaud you and commend you for your podcast, because
Thank you.
You don't know how much you're helping other people with bringing up these topics that you talk about. Sometimes people tend to shy away from, you know, conversations that hurt.
Yes.
So I just wanted to commend you on that. And I just had a real short comment on what you're speaking on today. Me personally, I don't feel like a father is a good father if he's not being a father to all of his kids.
Amen.
If they're in separate households, you can't help that sometimes, but you still have to treat each child equally. So that's basically what I wanted to say.
And can I ask you a question before you hang up? Because you know how, like, so many guys feel like that, you know, they quick to blame, like, the females for whatever reason. But do you think that a female, even if she have a dilemma, should that keep you from pursuing or being in your child's life? You know, whether you have to fight to be in your child's life or not, should that make you just wash your hands and just be done with the situation?
No, not at all. I don't feel like it should. My wife has experienced that kind of similar. It wasn't the child that was feeling that way. It was the fathers were blaming her for things and the reason that they weren't together anymore, and that's the reason why they weren't in the child's life and things of that nature. So, I don't agree with that.
And I one more thing, because, you know, just because I have a male on here, and I just want one more thing, because I also be witnessing a lot of males start in new relationships and they go be a father to other people's children, but they won't even be a father to their own kids. And they don't even, and then they, and in their mind, you know, they play victim. They act like they the victim, and they don't realize how they are hurting the children. And this is really, and I thank you so much for calling in, because this was a really delicate topic, because most people don't want to talk about it. And me, myself, as a woman that had experienced that with my kid's father and still is to this day, he feels as though, because he may text his daughter good morning, that's spending time with her, but he never got to, he don't know the children. He don't know what they like, what they don't like. He don't have a relationship with the kids. And sometimes I feel like when kids don't, when they're babies, then they turn to children and they come become adults. I think it's very important that both parents are actively in the life, because it just, would you agree that it just create a better, their identity can develop in a much positive, better way. Like they can have more of a clear vision. When they have both parents together, they can see, they see the dynamics of, they see the values of family, and they see the values of, like, both parents can give their input on what's good and what's bad, you know?
Absolutely. I absolutely agree. And I have a relative who he will provide financially. All of his kids aren't by the same mother. He will provide financially, but if something is going on with him and the child's mother, he cuts everybody off, which is unfair. Mm-hmm. I don't believe you should punish your child because of something that you and the mother are going through. That to me is idiotic. So
I thank you so much, because it, you know, it's something, like I say, I see it all the time, and I say, you know, I'm gonna talk about it, and I like to be real and talk about real stuff that goes in real life, stuff that goes on, and you wonder why the kids are becoming so angry. You know, some of them become so disconnected. Some of them blame the, you know, sometimes they can blame the mother because they think it's the mother. I went through that as well. My son blamed me. He thought it was my fault that his father wasn't in his life, because he was so vulnerable and open to want that relationship with his father. And when he would converse with his dad, and, you know, just longing to want to hear, I love you, son, you know, wanting just to have a relationship, to talk to your father, to just, it feels good to know that I can, this is my role model, this is who I can talk to. And his father would input certain things in his ear, like, your mother crazy, your mother this. And he believed that for so many years. And he told me he was angry with me because he believed that I was the reason why his father wasn't in his life. And it took for him to get older to be able to see it. But I have to be the mother that turns around and witness the pain that I see my children go through of not having their father, versus I have my husband here and he has two children with me. And I look at the fact that they have their dad that's there, that's at, you know, graduations, you know, take them out. And I look at the difference in their actions and the things they do in life. I just look at the unbalanced, like it's not balanced. And I look at these things and, you know, I just feel like that's something that really needs to be spoken on, and hopefully it can bring some type of enlightenment and some type of, you know, movement that fathers will begin to look at things differently and be able to take time out to see that it's not always the, you know, don't take out on the children what you as grown adults or young adults have, you know, came together to make an adult decision. Don't take it out on the children. But thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Anybody else that want to expound on that? Because it's really, you know, a topic that really needs to be spoken on. And I'm going to read what Monte say. I think that's regardless of the situation, a man should be a father to their own children, child children, regardless of being with or without the mother. If a man decides to be with a woman with children, he should treat the woman child as his, because the woman comes as a package. And I'm not at all taken away from that, because I do agree, if a man enter into any relationship with any woman, that when you enter in a relationship with a woman that has children or a child, we all becomes a package. And I'm not taking away from that. But what I would take from that is sometimes men get in these relationships and they exclude the fact that they are a father to another child or other children. And these kids, they start off kids and then they become adults. But let's just talk about children. They feel lonesome. They feel a void. They feel like they want their father, because usually when and I know I again experienced this with my son when I was younger. When I did like try to engage in another relationship, my son, he was a little kid, he rebelled because he didn't want another man in there. He only wanted his father in there. So, and he rebelled so much because he couldn't understand why his father couldn't be there. My son is now 27 years old, the one I'm talking about. And when he tell me the stories of his father and the hurt, I can still hear the hurt and the resentfulness and the anger in him. He goes back into when he was a child, and he remembered this one. It's a lot of stories, but it's these two stories that my son, you know, repeatedly tells every time. And it hurted him to his heart. And I think the reason why he can't move past it is because, for one, his father never apologized to him. And for two, his father still, even as a grown man, is still somewhat changing, but somewhat not. But he expounded on how when he was a little kid and I took him to his father and he walked up, he was trying to go to his father, and his father walked right past him and didn't say anything to him. That hurted my son. That hurted him. And he was hurt by when his father bought him some shoes and they wasn't the shoes he wanted, because he wanted to get some shoes. So my son was hurted by that. So what I'm saying is, you know, and then when he, and then he said, well, it don't bother me that he's grown now, and you know, I'm grown now with a son, so it don't bother me. But at the same time, it does, because he has to sit back and see the grown him. Maybe he has grown up, maybe he has changed, I don't know. But I can't give you full credit that you change if I'm witness you being a father, you telling me I gotta do this, you know, I want a relationship with my child, but you still neglecting to have a relationship with all your children. I feel like I can't respect a man like that, you know. And recently, any more men out there, if you out there, please call in and give us your perspective on this, because, you know, I have also witnessed a situation where if there's any women out there that's experienced that as well, call in and tell your experience. You know, you never know how your experiences can enlighten someone. You know, we all sometimes are going through the same thing, sometimes have seen somebody go through the same thing, or maybe you didn't, you know. But if you have, it doesn't hurt to, and it's not even about you know, is telling who you are. If you don't choose to, just expound on it, because it's a ongoing problem that goes on all the time, and it needs to be addressed. And like I was saying about a situation I watch on, you know, Facebook, and okay, and I look at, you know, someone I know just cry over Facebook, you know, okay, nice. And, you know, they cry and they just, you know, talking about how they just want so bad to be, they, you know, they crying for somebody else's child. I don't care. That's my baby. I love him. But you don't cry for your own child. And then when I try to address the situation, oh, I'm the bad person. Oh, they too grown. Oh, I don't care. They don't call me. But how can you put more energy in somebody else's child than you will put in your own kid? It's okay to put that energy in somebody else's child. It's okay. But at least put that energy in your own child. Your child is hurting. Your child is in despair. Your child is, your daughter is going to, you know, messing with young boys. Sometimes end up dating a father, you know, to do the same thing. Or when I was watching R. Kelly, what was interesting about the interview with his son, his son stated that as angry as he was, he became with his dad, he ended up becoming that same person. And someone calling in.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
I mean, on that whole situation about dudes, I mean, I can't speak on all men, but I know a lot of dudes that's out here that actually do those things. And the thing is the case that a lot of these men didn't never want kids with the women to begin with. They actually just wanted to be with the women. That's just my honest opinion. You see what I'm saying? I see it and I witness it a lot. You feel me? They happy with another chick, and they happy taking care of another chick child, because that's who he, in his mind, infatuated with at the time and want to be with. So when you look at a situation and you see those dudes do that, and you see that dude never taking care of your kid and don't want to be around your kid, that's because you don't want to be around that dude. You feel me? So that's why that dude acting that way. That dude never was into the kid thing anyway. Sometimes they just think they could be in a relationship with you because they got a kid by you. But that don't be the case.
So are you saying that, you know, sometimes you're saying, and so recapping, you're saying that sometimes they really doesn't have any intention on ever being a father to the child. It was only about the female.
I mean, at some point in life, he might come to that realization that he need to be a father to that child. Hopefully it ain't too late. You see what I'm saying? Because I heard you was talking about, you know, your daughter or your son out there doing things that you don't want the kid that's you in the household. You know what they always say, out of sight, out of mind. That's right. What I mean by, if you're not with the parent of the child, then, you know, it's almost, I don't really give a fuck type of attitude.
Right.
Not saying, you know, that's exactly what it is. Excuse my family.
No, be you.
That's how individuals are in the street. So the problem is, I feel like a lot of women need to understand and learn to choose your baby father wisely. Stop letting these men put their little thing in you unprotected. You
see
what I'm saying? Because you the one that's going to be with the child. All he going to do is get a debt on his name. And niggas don't give a fuck about having debt.
And
you
that's
know what I'm saying? So you run down child support. No, yeah, it hurt because the nigga getting locked up. That's why they started the lockup process, because niggas ain't give a damn about debt.
Say that.
So when a niggas is going to jail and is on a high, nigga, you in jail, you see what I'm saying? They ain't doing nothing but hurting the child even more. You feel me? So I think it's just a lot of these dudes need to be educated on, you know, because a lot of these men grew up without fathers. So you can't, sometimes it's hard to expect a man to be a father when he ain't never know what a father is to be. You see what I'm saying? He ain't grow up knowing what a father is. All the dudes he grew up with was a piece of shit too. So it's like, you know, they following the same system. So it's a hard situation.
So what's your name? YKV410 Def.
I have a question for you. So how did you feel? Was your father in your life growing up?
I mean, that's a hard question to answer because my father was dead that I could remember at certain points in my life, but it was times that he wasn't dead for certain circumstances. So at the same time, I can't consider my upbringing on that because it was other men that I actually looked at and took things from. Like as a man growing up, you got to learn too, because just because your father wasn't around and things like that. So when you have a child, sometimes you do want to be that father figure. But like I said, those dudes just be sometimes wanting to be the woman, be with the woman. So when you're not with the woman, it's hard to be with that individual. You see what I'm saying? And that kid, that's what it is.
Okay, because my next question was going to ask you, how did you feel when you had your first child, you know, knowing what you've been through, when it was your time to become a father, did anything resonate with you or was clear to you at that time?
That's another kind of situation that's different from a lot of dudes too, because before my child was born, I had a little cousin that was born that was around the same, you know, that was around too. So when her mother wasn't there to do things, when I had to go to school, I was there for her child, you know, changing pampers and things like that. So it's different. You feel me? Everybody got their different situations.
This is for me, true.
It's different. So when I had my child, it was like the same situation. You see what I'm saying? I was kind of prepared for it in a sense because of that situation. I was already ready for that.
So let me ask you another question. I just want to kind of expound on the first question, because I heard you say that you had other people that was in your life that, you know, kind of helped you get through certain barriers, but that still doesn't take away the fact that, you know, was it any, you know, did you ever have any, you know, any type of feeling like you felt like your father should have did this, you know, you wanted a relationship like that, you know, are you telling me you never had that void, that feeling of just
I speak on that a lot to a lot of individuals that's hurt because of their father and stuff not when wasn't around. Mm-hmm. So for a lot of people that really look at that and be angry at the parent that's not around when they know as an adult, when you know your parent was on drugs and the damage that drugs can do, as an adult, you got to learn to forgive those situations. Even though you would want your parent to fight out of those situations, drugs then damaged a lot of people's lives. So to be ignorant in the situation of my knowledge and knowing what I know about drugs and what the damage they can do, yeah, that you could lose somebody and then you'll lose a mind, body, and soul, period.
Yeah.
And just to be mad that parent couldn't be the parent that the parent actually you wanted, somebody else's parent is. You see what I'm saying? That's selfish. Yeah. You feel me? Like that parent, I mean, had hard times to go through. You feel me? Nobody know that parent struggle. Nobody know that, you see what I'm saying? So it's just look at it. I kind of look at myself as different from it, like, because some people wouldn't even still understand that situation. You see what I'm saying? Because they don't understand the damage that certain drugs are due to you, your mind, your body, your physicality. You see what I'm saying? Like when we was growing up, a lot of our parents was on drugs, and when we was growing up, our parents was tough as fucking nails, a slap the shit out you.
Yeah.
And now that drugs then took advantage of them and beat their body up and beat their mind up, it seemed like they pushovers. So when we look at the situation, like, damn, you know, parent a pushover for real, when you know they had slapped the fuck out you when you was younger, whatever it is, the attitude situations.
So what happens when you experience a situation and the parents are not on drugs, though? So
see, that's the thing. That's the same thing. That's the same thing. Even though you got drugs, you still got addictions to other things.
So I was going to say, problems out there in the world,
you feel me?
Right. I was going to ask you that. So would you say that it's the same type of addiction if you on the street selling drugs? That can create
drugs addiction too, because the reason why, hello?
Yes, I'm listening.
I'm still here.
Yeah, you still here.
Drugs can be somewhat I said selling drugs can be somewhat a sort of a addiction because it's a survival mechanism. See, the me personally, from a dude who actually been out there doing those things,
my thing is, the hardest thing for a dude that actually was out there that was actually getting some type of money is to be broke. So if you ever dated a dude, for the people that's out on here, ever dated a dude or ever been with a person that sold drugs or whatever, that out there that was actually making money, he was at his worst when he was broke. I mean, attitude-wise. When he ain't had no money. Don't want nobody so around him. Don't want to be talked to.
You that say neglect your family?
Listen, that don't say neglect your family. And I'm not sticking up for the situation. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Where he's in a state of mind frame that they are in, they on a state of mind that they are not providing for their family. So it hurts because they can't provide, even though they could get out there and get a job. Some niggas get out there and get a job. But like me, like when I was out there, first thing I tell you is I don't know how to do nothing. Because I never was taught anything. Mm-hmm. But you don't have to be taught anything when you out there making things happen yourself. When you out there being a salesman, when you being a negotiator, you doing all the things that you say you don't know how to do, but you don't know how to put it in proper perspective. So therefore, you don't know what you're doing.
So if you're saying that, how do that negate you from being a father to your child?
It don't. That's the whole thing. Every man ain't the same. So again, you got your dudes that out there that do hustle. That's great for us. You see what I'm saying? That go to jail and be hurt. You see what I'm saying? When I was locked up, when I actually went to jail and was locked up, all I was thinking about is who the hell gonna teach my daughter how to ride a bike? Damn, I'm gonna miss her first little time scraping her damn knee. You see what I'm saying? Some dudes are not thinking that. And that's honestly though. You feel me? Some dudes, when they call, they want to know why she ain't answering that phone 2 o'clock. Why she out doing that? What she doing her? You see what I'm saying? When he writing letters home, he ain't asking what the kid's doing. You see what I'm saying? It's about you or the female, whatever the case may be.
So the kid end up being the one that suffers and be hurt.
But, and again, it's a psychological situation because most of those dudes probably didn't, like I say, didn't grow up learning or even knowing how to, even if they had a father in the house, just because you was in the house, that don't mean you was actually a father.
Yeah, now say that. Expound on that a little bit, if you don't mind.
Huh?
Expound on that a little bit, if you don't mind. The fathers that is in the house that is not a father in the house.
Because because you could be there but don't want to be there. Like, you there, you come home every night. You come in there, but you ain't there. You see what I'm saying? You not participating. You don't help with homework. You don't help with nothing. You see what I'm saying? So how can you consider yourself to be that individual? Because you're there. Exactly. That's what any parent, though.
Yes, that is true.
Being is another.
Okay. I didn't hear that last part.
What, being there is one thing and participating is another.
Okay, I didn't hear. Okay. Yeah, that is so true, you know. But I look at the, like I said, all of those things that you're saying, and I agree with you at 100%, you know, but I just, you know, just look at, like, how the kids suffer from it. And, you know, like, how do we change the dynamic? How do we, you know, because you have some mothers that do the same thing, but how do we begin to change these things? Like, you know, how do we reach people? How do we reach the man and woman? How do we begin to just, because our kids, that's our next generation. You know, we're looking at, they our next doctors, you know, they our next lawyers, they our next judges. Like, it's all in what we put into them. But how do we change the dynamics of what's the norm to people?
All right, my thing is, a lot, for real, right? When we go do that and try and figure that out, it's no real cure. It's right. No real way that you can actually change people's mindset, because if that person want to be what that person want to be, that person going to be what that person going to be. That is up to the person to change.
I agree with you.
To make change even happen. So when we further and look at those situations and say, what can we do for the kids? Mm-hmm. The thing is, the world got to become a family again. It's so divided. You see what I'm saying? Even though this parent are fucked up, I could go over this people's house and still be comfortable and good and learn and go to school with these people. And you see what I'm saying? It's none of that. A lot of our grandparents and stuff, our grandparents bring people up here that's really not our family that became family.
Yes. Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Because there's no family system no more. Their parents was probably fucked up in situations and stuff like that. That stuff got lost because of drugs. when drugs came in, it knocked generations back so far that we don't even know each other.
That's so true.
So when you look at the kids and to see the kids out here, the kids don't even know who they are. You see what I'm saying? They just, you know, social media run the world.
That's true. That's true. And again,
you ain't got nobody. Ain't nobody in out. Ain't nobody in these families out here looking up to the person that's in their family. I mean, you could have a kid say that, but as they get older, as you know, mindset change. So they don't. You know, it's nobody that they can actually be around and say, "Oh, we were around they people's house, and that's the situation. They doing good. How's they doing that? How is this happening? I need to go learn some stuff over there." Or
I get all of that, but I still feel like it still stems from the mother and the father. That's the foundation. I feel as though that's the foundation to
it should be
any dynamic of a relationship of anything.
It is a foundation, but if people just gonna keep laying down and just having sex for enjoyment, and the kids gonna suffer anyway, because if you gonna lay down for sex just for enjoyment and unprotected sex and not, just to have for a good night and not protecting, and end up 9 months later a baby is being born, that baby suffering anyway because neither one of the parents actually sat down and planned and had these kids. A lot is so much in the black community, because I could sit around and grab 30 niggas from the streets and say, which one of y'all sat down and plant to have a damn child? And I'm guarantee ain't none of them going to raise their hand. So when we say, when you look at it as abandonment of men on child, that's what I mean by a lot of these men never wanted to have children. It's just something that happened. So now, right, is he capable of being a responsible individual? See, a lot of these niggas never was being capable of being responsible anyway.
That's true, but it doesn't.
So,
it
because if you're not a responsible individual and you ain't capable of being responsible, you're not gonna take care of your child anyway. You just a piece of shit ass motherfucker anyway. Parent, male or female, because females do the same thing. They have kids in both.
They can.
They can leave them. I'm out of here.
But
I never want that damn child. That was your child.
Yeah, that's true. But I have witnessed as the things that you're saying, which is true. I've seen it as well. But I also witnessed fathers and mothers. If you know, we bring it, you know, make it controversial. I witnessed them be a father or a mother to their other children, and they neglect the other kids. Like I just. That was my whole thing, like, because I get what you're saying, but you know, I know some mothers that had children and didn't raise some of their kids, but had other kids, and they raised the other kids. And I know fathers that didn't raise some of their kids, but they get other kids and they raise the kids. I guess, yeah, you could be messed up, you could do all of these things, but does it deem you to have the right to neglect the other kids? If you gonna stand up and be a father to some kids, then you should still be able to be a father to all kids.
So you just talking about deadbeats though. So if a nigga's gonna be a deadbeat, just gonna be a deadbeat. There's no way, there's no nothing around that. You can't change that. He gotta understand again to accept his responsibilities of a man.
Yes. Got it. I appreciate your opinion. It was, and thank you for calling in, because what you were saying is most definitely is true. And I just feel like we need to, as a culture, begin to relook at these things. And just like you say, you know, sometimes, you know, we have to be careful who we lay down with. That is a big, big fact. But it doesn't stop the fact that mishaps happen, and a baby is that comes out of whatever you decided to do, and it doesn't make it right that a man or woman can choose who they want to be a father to and who they don't want to be a father to. And that's a really delicate situation. You have some fathers or some mothers that will be willing to be more, you know, but it's a problem. But I understand what you're saying. Thanks for calling in. You know, calling again. Love you. I feel as though I understand what he was saying. What he was saying is 100%. He went deeper into the roots and he was just saying, basically, you know, basically you can't change a person, and a person is going to be who they are. But I guess my question is, and what I'm going to always stand is, what are we going to do about how can we change the culture? How can we change people from feeling like that? Because although you might feel like I don't want a child, and you didn't plan it, you just wanted to be a girl, you still take you take just as much responsibility in the action as a woman, because you have a right. You had a right to put on some type of contraception. You could have protected yourself with a condom or anything. So you knew, and you know what you were getting yourself into before it happened. You know, it, you already know that when you don't use protection, you have a chance of a person becoming impregnated. So if you didn't want to have that responsibility or play that role as a father, then I feel like men should protect themselves, and as well with women, they should make them protect themselves, you know. But ultimately, I feel like we all need to start, you know, looking at these things. We need to think about, it ain't even about them. It's about the children, how they feel, the neglect, the void that they feel. And, you know, it doesn't matter if you are, you can be a good father, but every child want their mother and their father. They just, it just, it's some kind of way it balances, because I feel as though when God made us, he created man and woman. And, you know, he didn't create man and woman just to not be man and woman. He created them for a reason. So, and it is identity crisis, because they don't know. And he said that they don't know who they are. So it is an identity crisis. But in the same token, we all must, I don't know. It was just something I wanted to talk about. I feel like we need to all take a part of this. And, you know, if, I really don't know how this can be resolved other than just bringing awareness and just keep speaking on it, because one day someone might hear it and they might make a change. But I still can't respect a man that is more willing to put more energy in somebody else's kids more than they will put in theirs. I can't respect you as a man. And I can't respect you as a father or a mother if you're doing the same, but I do believe that everybody can change. And I believe change can come by just sharing awareness. Like if you see somebody doing these things, don't just tell them that what they're doing is right. Let them know, like, you know, bring some type of enlightenment, but bring it in a way of love. You know, bring it in a way that they can be able to receive it, because you know, regardless of what they feel, these our kids, our cousins, our nieces and nephews, they are hurting. They are hurting. And they need to be able to be healed so they can be a better person. So they don't go mimic and being that person that wasn't in their life. You know, we just need to bring awareness. That's the only way I believe that, you know, things can be resolved, because I believe that people have their own will and it's up to people to make that change if they wanted to. But all we can do is bring awareness, guys. And I just thank everyone for participating. Everybody's opinion is, it matters. You know, I took some things in perspective, you know, especially when he said, you know, you got to have the psychological, you know, mind frame to forgive them, especially when your parents and stuff, you know, didn't know no better and they couldn't do no better, but, you know, they was strong, you know, but you knew who your father was. But growing up with my kids, they know who their father was, but they can't even get to their father. I used to can't get to my father. He wasn't the best father, but he was my father. I can get to him. These days, some kids can't even get to their fathers. And when they does, their father act younger than them. So I just feel like we just need to just have a voice, show love, and give awareness. So thank y'all again. this was a really tricky topic that I wanted to talk about. It's a topic that's needed and it needs to be spoken about because it's happening every day. And our kids, at the end of the day, need both parents. Regardless of what they are, they need them. And before I end, let me just hear. She said, it's sad to be a parent and not reach out to be reach out to the child. So didn't ask to be there. And that is so true because kids don't have the power to say, I want to come here in this world. They don't. You know, it happened and it's up to us to be there and to provide, secure, to guide, to nurture, and to teach them to be the better person, to be the better them. So that's our job, men and women. And I just don't feel like they get any, I can't respect it, but I can raise awareness. Like, you know, you have, before I end, I'll just say this, like, you have men that will take out somebody else's kids, you know, before they take out their own. Women will do the same thing. I'm just saying, let's just spread awareness, guys. But when we spread it, let's just do it in love. And let's just be mindful with everybody. Get to know what they don't like. Introduce them to your family. Introduce them to you. And let's, before we leave, we got someone calling in, and then that's going to be it.
Hey, Auntie, you online?
Hey, baby, thanks for the awareness that you're preaching on. You got some good topics. You could be a social worker on this, but you, instead of being a social worker, you got your own iPod, and I'm proud of you, very much proud of you. Keep up the good work. And I pat you on the back with a certificate and award to walk across the stage. You the one for me. Love you.
Well, thank you. Love you too. Good night. And on
good
that
night.
You done?
Yes.
Okay, good night. And on that night, on that note, y'all, good night. And I'll be on tomorrow. And thank you to everyone that tuned in. And again, I just want to make you know that I'm not male bashing. I'm just simply bringing light and I'm trying to share awareness. Y'all have a great night and God bless y'all. I love y'all. Until the next time. Bye.